Eita eita online day people Zimbabwe muhle muri eZimbabwe lengali khona njani mthwakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe if you're tuning in right now you're tuned into Live Talk The Connection brought to you live by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday August 24, 2021 muri eZimbabwe mthwakazo muhle I'm your host Michael Hove. For everybody tuning in right now, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo thinothenda zwikurusa nekupinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection Zulugandaba, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the big discussion we're going to be delving into is discussing child marriages in Zimbabwe. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call our studios live on air. The number is +1 202 619 2077. The number again, +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, Zulugandaba, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona Ganyela, VOA Studio 7. So, lingakhohle Zulugandaba, kindly share the program with your networks. Also, remember to press the like button. Ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like kuthinya phaya phakanze like ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela likhona Zulugandaba sisonke like so lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo libukele uhlelo ngobunengi benu. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Zulugandaba, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, Zimbabwe currently has 123,001 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 107,759 recoveries, and 4,293 deaths. Last night alone, 4,914 PCR tests were conducted, 349 new cases, and 949 recoveries, 44 deaths. As we speak, Mulia Zimbabwe currently has 10,949 active COVID-19 cases. To date, 2,345,343 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. When we're talking about people that are fully vaccinated, both the first and the second jab, 1,483,048 have taken both the first and the second jab. But now, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, Muria Zimbabwe, as in the nation is increasing, is experiencing a decrease in COVID-19 cases, calls for schools to reopen from parents, students, unions, and teachers are getting louder and louder by the day. People are waiting to hear from President Emmerson Mnangagwa as to whether or not schools are opening. However, they are urging government to ensure that teachers' grievances are addressed beforehand. This includes that ensuring that schools have all the necessities. Here we're talking about masks, we're talking about sanitizers, we're talking about water available to ensure that students and teachers can work in a COVID-19 free environment. The other thing that they are urging government to do is to make sure that teachers' salaries are addressed as soon as possible. Now, Zulugandaba, unfortunately, we're having some technological issues. However, when our technology is back up, we're going to give you a conversation that my colleague Blessing Zulu had with medical expert Dr. Enoch Maida, who talks more about this issue. But now, to delve into another discussion that we're having tonight, Zulugandaba, because we already have our guests on standby. Earlier on, I mentioned we're going to be focusing on child marriages. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, this is a discussion that erupted in Zimbabwe just under two weeks ago. But of course, it's a practice that's been happening in Zimbabwe for ages. It recently came to the public eye following the death of 14-year-old Anna Machaya, who was in Marange. Now, the Zimbabwe Youth Council, amongst other groups, raised attention of the issue around child marriages in Zimbabwe. Over the weekend, they actually had a broadcast on their Facebook page whereby they were raising awareness. Once again, this is another broadcast that we're going to be bringing to you as soon as our technology is back up. But let's delve into it with our first guest who's joining us live via Skype from Gontutuzia Chunga in Nhlanhlamoyo. He's part of an organization named Dot Youth. which focuses on child rights, focuses on the rights of the girl child, focuses on rights of youth. Nhlanhla, welcome to the program. Bafo, how are you doing?
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Let's delve into it. Child marriages in Zimbabwe, this is a practice that's been happening for a very, 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 very long time. But of course, it's been brought to the forefront because of Anna Machaya, the 14-year-old who passed away recently. You guys focus on youth rights. Talk to us a little more about that practice. What's happening in Zimbabwe?
Thank you, Mike. I want to start from the issue concerning Machaya. Mm-hmm. So because it's, I want to term it because it's a freak occurrence that has, I say freak because so many of these issues and so many of these cases are happening in Zimbabwe, and a lot of children are succumbing to some of these issues to do with child marriages. But I call Machaya's issue a freak issue because it's an issue that managed to become loud in the public domain, and as a result, it then starts to seem like child marriage is something that is unheard of, and this one particular case does not reflect what has really been happening in the communities. But I want to say that from experience in the work that we have done, and also even from the studies that have been done by the country, I think I would say going as far as 10 years ago would speak to some of these issues around child marriages, the latest one being the multiple indicator cluster survey of 2019. That highlighted and showed very clearly that child marriages in Zimbabwe at this point stands at about 30%, with some of the provinces like Mashonaland Central having child marriage cases being at 50%. Mm-hmm. So child marriages are something that has been happening, mm-hmm. are something that is happening, but this particular case brought a lot of public attention to it. But we have been living with some of these issues, and I am first to say that I am appalled by the hypocrisy that some of whether public entities, public organizations, and some even private are coming out to condemn child marriage publicly now in the media, because this story has come out and has exposed what has been happening in the silence of what has been happening in society. But really, for people to then come out now and start to shout over something that has been happening for a long while now, and they have been silent about it or have been speaking about it under covers, is something that reflects a serious hypocrisy in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. Now let's before we delve deeper, and because I don't just want to zone in on this one circumstance. Like you mentioned, this is a practice that's been happening for a very, very long time in Zimbabwe. I want to talk about the things that are actually causing these practices. Speak to us a little more about that. Why is child marriages happening? And this is, by the way, not something that's only happening in Zimbabwe. It's happening across the whole globe. Across the whole continent. Why is it increasing at an alarming rate the way that it is?
I wouldn't say it's increasing or decreasing at an alarming rate, because especially for Zimbabwe, we don't have latest research or latest data around child marriages, and that's something that needs to be addressed by research institutions and different organizations that are working in the community. But I would say that it's something that has come up as a concerning issue because of what I would term strategic goals of international organizations and funding organizations. And so it's coming up as this big issue, mm-hmm. but it has been there, it has been happening, it is still happening, but now a lot of attention is being put to it because I should say that it's either funding is being directed towards its interventions or something else. Mm-hmm. But to speak to the context of Zimbabwe and child marriages, there are so many issues that are contributing to the occurrence of these things. So, for instance, to pick from the Machaya issue, you would talk about some of the ingrained religious and traditional beliefs that we have that don't really, in a way, value the fact that a child is not somebody who is supposed to be given or in marriage and such. I would speak to issues around economics. Poverty is something that is very real, and so parents would opt to rather get their child married to somebody else in order for them to sustain themselves. Mm-hmm. And I have to highlight this, that child marriages predominantly affect girl children, and it's a very serious issue for one reason or the other. Some of the effects or the consequences rather are that these are children that are not yet physically or emotionally developed to the point that, for instance, they can carry a child to full, they can carry a baby to full term. Mm-hmm. And that's something of concern, because there are then now issues of maternal mortality that come into play. Mm-hmm. Issues around obstetric fistula and such. Mm-hmm. So the key drivers really are around poverty, as well as some of the religious and cultural practices that we have in play. I would put it at that, especially for Zimbabwe. I wouldn't want to speak for any other country outside of my own.
You talked about poverty. You talked about the economy in Zimbabwe. I am a little more curious now, of course, to make it a little more relevant with Zimbabwe fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. We've had a lot of families closed in, a lot of families facing that situation of poverty and hunger. How did the COVID-19 pandemic contribute towards this discussion we're having here of our child marriages?
Thank you. So I want to relate that to, I should say, culture or the beliefs that we have as people in Zimbabwe, and that if a child is impregnated by a young man or by a man predominantly, there is this belief that in order for one not to then embarrass their parents, they then need to get married, or some formal arrangement has to be made with the impregnator so that I would say the family's reputation can sort of in a way be maintained, and that's very bad, because it has then resulted in some child marriages at the end of the day. So you would have these intergenerational relationships that have been taking place becoming more apparent during COVID-19, especially with limited access to services and so on. As such, these call intergenerational relationships are resulting in teenage pregnancies, and so the traditional thing to do is to then engage the impregnator and come to an arrangement or come to an agreement around how then the child then gets to be married to the person who's responsible for that particular pregnancy. And in a way, those beliefs are not to say anything really. They are contributing to the addition in numbers of children that are being married or married off on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And that's something that needs to be dealt with. Our values need to be clarified. Our attitudes need to be transformed to understand that these are humans that have rights, and we have laws as a country that speak to 18 years, for example, being the legal age of marriage. Mm-hmm. That need to be adhered to, regardless of whatever religious belief we belong to, or regardless of the traditional practices that we practice.
Now, and you talked about the legal age of marriage and laws. Those are two different discussions that I want to have with you. But I want to start with the legal age. If the legal age, and when we're talking about, for example, the age of consent is 16 for them to have sexual intercourse, and yet the age of marriage is 18, how do you strike a balance in such a circumstance?
So this is also one of the dilemmas that we have as a country that needs to be addressed, really. That at the present moment, we have, I would say, we have two sets of laws that govern marriage in the country. We have Civil Marriages Act, mm-hmm. and we also then have the Customary Marriages Act. And these two speak a bit differently to issues of marriage, with the civil marriage is being specifically said that for anyone to enter into that particular marriage, they have to be 18 years and above. Mm-hmm. But for customary law marriage, it's the dynamics are a bit different, because there are so many contentious issues that a lot of people are taking advantage of to then marry children. And also the biggest issue that we have, we can't really say we are blaming the laws per se, mm-hmm. But we can blame a lack of political will to address a lot of these issues that are taking place at community level. Because, I mean, we can speak even of the Machar issue, because it's currently in the public domain, that we have seen a lot of these contentious issues happening, and then as soon as media attention is diverted towards something else or something emerges that is topical, the whole issue dies down, and at the end of the day there is no recourse whatsoever until the next issue surfaces, or until the next issue gets into the public domain again, and that's when we start raising our eyes, and that's when we start raising our eyebrows to speak of that particular issue, mm-hmm. again. So to reconcile these particular issues, what we need is what we currently have in Parliament, in a way, a law that harmonizes marriage in the country, and that is very exclusive and speaks to where we want to go as a country with regards to abolishing child marriages.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little more about these laws, because this is something that a lot of people are surprised by right now, and like you mentioned, I guess we can accredit it to the situation that has now brought to the forefront this practice that's been happening for years. A lot of people are trying to understand the grasp, or how there's a loophole with these laws that are currently happening that are allowing situations like what recently happened for young people to get married. Could you explain people more about the current laws versus the marriage bill that they're proposing?
Okay, thank you. So before maybe I touch on the laws, I have to say that for laws to function in any particular society, it's not just the responsibility of the law enforcers, or it's not just the responsibility of the policymakers. But if a law is passed, it's also at the responsibilities of the communities to make sure that they contribute to the implementation, or they contribute to the enforcement of that particular law. So if a child is married off in a particular community, and the community keeps quiet about it, mm-hmm. the community becomes complicit in that particular child marriage, because they have not brought that particular case or that particular issue to the attention of the law. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we also then need to raise when we speak to our communities, around them being complicit by virtue of just ignoring, or by virtue of not reporting such cases to the police. Now, when we talk about the issues with regards to the current laws that we have, as well as the marriages bill that is in Parliament. Mm-hmm. So the particular issues, like I said, and this is something that comes from the background of the SADC parliamentary forum, around some of the statutes that they have set, and the SADC model law on child marriages that has led to this particular process happening in country, So we have this particular bill speaking to ensuring that it's more harmonizing the age of marriage to 18 for every person, regardless of whether it's customary or it's civil. It becomes one law that governs marriage in the country. So what that means, it then comes when if that bill is passed into law, the customary law becomes obsolete. The current civil marriage law also becomes obsolete, and that law then takes precedence, and it stands, and it even speaks to the Constitution, because we need to understand that all these laws are made to be aligned to the Constitution, and the Constitution is very specific around the fact that anyone who is below the age of 18 mm-hmm. is a child, mm-hmm. and hence a child is not supposed to be married. So the bill also speaks to issues around how customary marriages are going to take place, who is going to solemnize some of these marriages. And because we have seen that some of these marriages are happening in our rural communities,
right.
Probably with knowledge of some traditional leaders, and it just ends there, and child marriages sail through under that. But if this is something that is then brought to law and is regulated, even if a traditional leader then does something that is against the law with regards to marriage in their community, they can be held liable at law and can be prosecuted for facilitating child marriage, for example. So that's not just the only issue that is there, but I picked on those particular issues because they are the most pertinent mm-hmm. that speak towards the abolishment of child marriages.
Mm-hmm. Nsanta singakaqhubekela liphambili ngalolu daba bengicela sithintele udaba lolu ngolimi lokamama for our audience abakhulumisa indebele kuphela. Bengicela ubachazisele ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni nokumayelana lokwendiswa kwabantwana esingathi child marriages amankazana ngempela. Bengicela ubatshele okuningi ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni kakhulukazi sikhangela i-situation le ka-Aya Macha.
Ngiyabonga Mike. Inkinga esilayo elizweni angeke ngithi inkinga esesilayo ngoba inkinga ebesivele silayo njalo kuyinkinga eyokuthi siyikhangelela phansi ngenxa yokuthi ayitholakali kakhulu kumaphephandaba, ayitholakali kakhulu kumaradio, ayitholakali kakhulu kubomabonakude. Indaba ezenzakala nje kumphakathi zithulwe zikhulunywe nje kuxoxwe kudlule ngenxa yokuthi abantu bazwisisene. Kodwa esesikubonile isikhathi eside sikhule size sibe ngaka ukuthi abantwana bayachadiswa, abantwana bayathathwa okungekho semthethweni ngoba umthetho wona uthi abadala abawazi kakhulu abathanda ukuthi uchapter 5 ukhuluma kakhulu ngendaba zokuthi abantwana abaleminyaka engaphansi kwechumi lasitshiyagalombili akumelanga bachate baqale izimuli. Kule ndaba le eyomntwana ochadisiweyo umntwana waze wasitshiya ezithwele kungenxa yokuthi umzimba usesemncane akakhona ukuthi athwale azithwale for 9 months abelethe kuhle ngenxa yokuthi umzimba usasengumntwana. Yindaba esiphatheke ngayo kakhulu eyokuthi umthetho ungani uke walala mbijana. Ngithi lo mphakathi lawo ubusulele endaweni zokuthi abantwana bayachadiswa. Sesisuke saba kakhulu sayekela ukubambana njengomphakathi sathi thina hayi okuka Mike ngokuka Mike okwami lami ngokwami. Umntu ka Mike angaze achadiswe emncane yinkinga ka Mike okwanhlanhla yena xa engekho senkingeni akekho senkingeni. Kumele sibambane njengomphakathi sikhangelisise ukuthi siyalandelisisa na umthetho, njalo sikhangele ukuthi lezi zinto esizenzayo kuma communities ethu ziyahambelana yini esingathi thina ngesilungu ama best interest of the children. Esingathi baphatheke kuhle yini abantwana, okokuthi kungowakho umntwana oleminyaka elithumi lambili, kumbe ngithi oleminyaka elithumi, usungamthatha nawe wena njengomzali uhlale sibili ugqoke isudu uthi wena uzohlalela phansi ukuthi umntwana uyalotsholwa emncane enjalo isase primary. Izinto okumele sinxa sikhuluma kakhulu ngendaba lezi, kulula nxa sikhuluma ngazo sikhuluma ngabanye abantu, kodwa nxa sesikhuluma sokuthatha sikuzifaka wena njengomuntu uzibeke wena kusimo esinjalo, ukubona ungakubona kusenza na wena ukuthi umntanakho osamthengela osagqoka usayizi 2 wezicathulo usebizwa usethiwa usefuna usengunakazi bani? Angibona akulungile sibili Mike. Ngithemba lathi ngekhaya siyakubona sibili ukuthi kulokuphambaniseka okukhulu kakhulu.
Sesikhangela ke imizamo kahulumende ukuqeda lolu dubo, ubona ngani uhulumende uyasebenza gadalala na? Sike sazama ukudlala inye audio lapho besixoxa lo Honorable Thembiso Nyoni, yena ubesithi njengohulumende bakhathazekile ngempela ngalokho okwenzakalayo, njalo bayazama ukuqeda lolu dubo. Wena ubona ngani uhulumende uyasebenza gadalala na?
Ngiyala mina ke lapho Mike ngosokwenzakele engathi sokuthethe kumbe umnyaka kumbe iminyaka emibili i-marriage is bill le esikhuluma ngayo esithi thina iseyedalele le parliament sokwenziwa ama consultations, ngibona sokudlule umnyaka kwenziwa ama consultations lawo kuze kube la namuhla lokhe kungakenziwa umthetho o ibhili leyi, kodwa sokule minye imithetho ebuye ngemuva kwebhili leli yaze yayenziwa ama consultation kuma communities, yadlula yaze yaseparlamente yadibhethwa yaze yapasiswa, kodwa leyi ekuchadiswa kwabantwana ilokhe izimele ithule. Ongukuthi ngumlando kwahulumende, njalo ngumlando wethu lathi esisebenzayo nje kuma communities ukuthi sithi thina ukufaka ipressure mbijana njengama communities ukuthi sembuze uhulumende ukuthi kanti wena indaba lokhu kumile ulokhe ufuqa ezinye izinto ukuthi zihambe. Ngoba sibuzahlala iminyaka leminyaka silokhu esimbili sixoxa ngendaba leyi sisithi okunje kwenzakala okunje kwenzakala kulokhe kuphelela njalo emoyeni. Ngokutsho kwami mina nje engingathi mina personally uhulumende akenzi okumele abe ekwenza ngale ndaba, ngoba sithi thina esilungwini sokuyi-emergency, sokuyinkemenkeme enkulu kakhulu okokuthi asonto okumele ukuthi ngabe sisaxoxa ngayo sisezindlini kuphela, or into esingaxoxa ngayo sicashe ngengubo. Yinto esikhona esiphumile osokumele sibhekane layo, njalo sibone ukuthi iya-addresswa ngokuphangisa.
Now, luckily for us, Zulukandaba, our machines are back up and they're now properly working. So let me hold you on the line and actually go to Ingqoqo with Honorable Thembiso Nyoni so that we can hear Nhlanhla's comment, Zulukandaba. So now, the next piece that we're going to play is Honorable Thembiso Nyoni speaking on the discussion of what government is doing to combat child marriages in Zimbabwe. This conversation she had with my colleague, Usthandekile Mhlanga, last week, whereby they were focusing on this discussion. Let's hear what Honorable Thembiso Nyoni had to say. It looks as though imichina yetu ayikaqali ukusebenza. Are we going to try this one more time? Is the bite for Honorable Thembiso Nyoni ready?
were married before the age of 18. In Zimbabwe.
All right, it looks as though imichine yethu ayikaqali ukusebenza. Kodwa let's have Unhlanhla back on the line and then we're going to wrap up with him and take our second guest who's joining us. Unhlanhla, usakhona ecingweni?
Yebo.
Okay, Bapu. So let's wrap up i-conversation yethu lapha kuhlelo lwethu and then I'll take our guest, Bapu. So now you talked about the fact that the marriage bill is still there in parliament. In the conversation that we're trying to play of Honorable Thembiso Nyoni, she's talking about that bill, and she's talking about how government are trying to put a push on that bill to make sure that everything works. What is your reaction to that in closing?
I would say, from a personal perspective, she is politicking. Mm-hmm. And from a professional point of view, I would say that it is not enough. More needs to be done to address some of these particular issues. For example, I would say with this present case that we have in front of us right now, we want and we need to see the law taking its full course to provide recourse for this particular issue. And I want to take it from the background that it's not just an issue of marriage. It's an issue that speaks to access to services, even for young people. It will take, it's something that can even take us back to that conversation that we once had around issues of age of consent, around issues of access to services. It's a bigger, it's a broader issue that needs to be addressed in one particular law. So what then needs to be done now in this particular issue is the government needs to expedite through Parliament the passing of the Marriages Bill to ensure that there is a legal recourse for when these particular cases happen, because with the current laws that we have, you would have people being charged under rape, you would have people being charged as accessories to rape and so on, and that is not enough. We need to be decisive as a country around these particular issues. Take a stance that child marriage is illegal, and child marriage is something that attracts serious consequences if you marry a child, because we cannot have provinces having a 50% rate of child marriages. That means out of 10 young girls, 5 of them by the time they turn 18 will already have been married. What does that mean to the National Development Strategy 1 that was launched as a country? What does that mean to their education if they are going to be married at that particular age? What does that mean in terms of their contribution to the economy? If we want to speak development, what does that mean if a child drops out of school because they have been married early? What does that mean in terms of negative health outcomes that we will reap as a result of children being married early and not being physically developed enough for them to carry a pregnancy to full term? So many of these issues come into play, and if we are serious about development, if we are serious about the Vision 2030 that the president has pronounced for the country, then we should stop trying to protect probably our political allies or our social capital towards elections, and focus on the real issues of development, that is addressing some of these negative social outcomes that are adding on to national expenditure rather than adding on to national income. I think I will leave it at that, Mike.
All right, Unhlanhla, thank you so much, Bapu, for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time out to be with us. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was Nhlanhla Moyo. He is a part of a Dot Youth, a youth-led organization that focuses on youth rights in Zimbabwe. Now, earlier on, I mentioned that we're having technology issues, but unfortunately for us, the technology is back up. Earlier on, I mentioned that we're going to be playing a bite by the Zimbabwe Youth Council, which is amongst the groups that really raised attention on the discussion or the issue of Anna Machaya. Over the weekend, the Zimbabwe Youth Council had a broadcast on their Facebook page whereby they were talking about this issue and they were airing their grievances. Let us take a look at a clip of that broadcast, courtesy of the Zimbabwe Youth Council's Facebook page. And to watch the full thing, it's a 30-minute broadcast. Head over to their Facebook page. Okay, it looks like we're still having technology issues. Let me take my second guest who's joining us live via telephone, Margaret Zinumwe. Margaret, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking time out to be with us here. So quite the passionate discussion we're having here amongst Zimbabwean youth, the discussion around child marriages. It recently came to the forefront. My earlier guest was saying that he finds very disappointing because it's a practice that's been happening for years. And so he finds it very disappointing that people are really up in arms now when it's something that's been happening for a very long time. What's your take on this situation in Zimbabwe?
Can you repeat the last part?
What's your take on the situation of what's happening in Zimbabwe when we talk about child marriages?
On the issue of child marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think recently people have been raising, mobilizing on the issue of child marriage after the recent incident that happened to the young lady. And people, like before this, have been ignoring all these issues. I can't really say ignoring, per se. Probably they have been overlooking it. They haven't been seeing the severity of how child marriage can lead to. I guess that's the situation we have in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your opinion, Margaret, what do you think is contributing to this practice that seems to be ongoing for a very, very long time?
Okay. I think there are a lot of contributions to these issues. So firstly, I'd like to believe that religious and cultural practices are also pushing the practice of child marriages. So particularly amongst the apostolic sects and the rural areas of Zimbabwe, and then also not protecting the urban areas as well. So lately, they're slowly but surely becoming socially becoming accepted in urban Zimbabwe for girls to be married at an early age. And that thinking is largely somehow driven by the economic side of things, like poverty, where getting married early on the part of girls is seen as a way to keep extreme poverty at home. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, you might see the parents actually encouraging their girl children to get married to some older men for the purpose of ensuring that they get some form of economic contribution from that man.
Mm-hmm.
So poverty is contributing. Then also, you see that apart from being born in a religious setup that supports child marriage and then combine it with the lack of access to education that exacerbates the continuous practice of child marriages, then you end up seeing that the ones that get the opportunity to further their education are faced with problems of high unemployment, and they end up having a bleak future after finishing school.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the political side, I think we have a very lackluster enforcement, very demoralized or what, but to my thinking, I think we have a very demoralized police force. Police force that does not have the ambition, energy to follow up on the case of child marriages.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a discord in the laws of Zimbabwe themselves. Firstly, the Zimbabwean law is largely portrayed in two forms. We have the customary law and we have the mainstream Roman Dutch law. So we find that under customary law, if you agree to marry a gay child, you have impregnated, you have committed no crime. But on the other hand, under the Roman Dutch law, if you marry anyone under the age of 18, according to the Marriage Act and Matrimonial Causes Act, who have committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also kind of see a discord between the 19 Romain Dutch laws themselves. We've got the legal age of majority as being 18 for marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also we have 16 being prescribed as age when an individual can consent to sex.
Right.
So if someone gets pregnant at 16 and the other in pregnancy agrees to marry me, then this is exactly that leaves the child marriages. But at the same time, we're saying that a child is anyone under the age of 18, as individuals are still allowed to consent to sex at the age of 16. This kind of creates a discourse, right? And also, I think in Zimbabwe, there's a lack of structures and the absence of civil rights courts, gender-based violence courts that are specifically designed to deal with issues to do with gender-based violence. So this is being overlooked. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So now, let's focus here a little more on the laws, like you just mentioned, and I'm intrigued by the fact that you just touched on that. Do you think government is doing enough to make sure, we know that as we speak in Parliament, well, there's a bill that's been there for about 2 years now, since 2019, the marriage bill, which looks to address some of these issues that you just mentioned. Do you think that government is doing enough to make sure that we don't have another Anna situation on our hands?
Okay. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hardly hear you.
Okay. I was saying, do you think that government is doing enough to make sure that we don't face other challenges such as have other young girls such as Anna on our hands?
Okay. So, as much as the government are doing efforts to come up with laws that persecute the perpetrators of child marriage, I think somehow, from looking at the bill without looking how they're going to pass, it seems fair and fine, because the assumption is that when someone reaches the age of 18, they are now an adult from a legal perspective, right? But from a real perspective, we need to sometimes even rethink the term itself, child, from a sociological and cultural perspective.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you might have the law that seeks to persecute anyone who is engaged in marital relations with anyone below the age of 18, we must ensure that the laws in this country deal with the root causes first, because it can have a blue right. But then, if we keep on ignoring the root causes, we are not dealing with anything. We are not solving anything. So the bill is being, if you join the communities, the bill is being resisted by the gatekeepers of patriarchy, and it is so that promoting the abusive culture among the children, specifically the girl child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, Margaret, let me just hold you on the line for 1 second. There's a video that we'd like to play. Once again, we're really going to try this one more time. I find it important that we play some of these videos to showcase what other youth are thinking. So I want to head back to that video of the Zimbabwe Youth Council, whereby they had their broadcast over the weekend, because one of the things that they really were raising attention is this discussion around child marriages. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Margaret. Let's head over to that clip that we have of the Zimbabwe Youth Council. All right. It seems as though, once again, the machines are down, so we're just going to stick to our conversation with Margaret and wrap up our conversation here. Margaret, are you still on the line?
Yeah,
all right. So let's continue our conversation.
All right.
Patino tarisa nyaya kurozwa kwevanasikana. Muri kuzviona sei sangano rinomirira kodzero dzevanhukadzi pamwe nevanasikana?
All right. Isusu sesangano rinomirira kodzero dzevanhukadzi nevanasikana. Tinoona nyaya dzekurodzwa kwevanasikana chiri chinhu chisingakurudziriki, nokuti isu tiri kusangano kwedu titozviona sechibharo kubata kurova dzamwanasikana. Ende ukaisa zvikaisisa, miviri yavo haisati yanyatsa kudhevelopa enough kuti akwanise kumita kana kuenzura mabiological demands anodiwa nemhumbu. Tinoona kuti during labour ka pane certain like development anofanira kunge wasvika kuti unyatse kukwanisa kugate through the labour process. Pamunozoona vana vari kutanga kutemukira, vana vari kufa during childbirth, during kuzara handiti. Unoona kuti vana vanhu zvinova zvinowedzera futi nhamba yevakadzi vanofa vachizvara. And if you look in future, tinotarisa vana vakawanda who could be potential leaders as an organization that grooms leaders. Tinotarisa some potential candidates for ourselves for the next generation. Also, tinoona kuti vana ava vanhu vari kudzvanyirwa kodzero dzavo dzekudzidza kana kodzero dzavo dzekuva mwana chaidzo chaidzo. Tinoona kuti kodzero yake yekutamba yapera. Ende futi mwana iyeye panguva yake yaufanira kunge achitamba kana nguva yake yaafanira kunge achidzidza aabhizi kurera mumwe mwana. Kana panoziva kuti matesti yekuti mwana ari kurera mumwe mwana ari kuwanda, zvinova izvo hazvi zvinodzora potential yemwana iyeye. Then panyaya yeeconomic yenyaya dzeeconomic echeruviri, kuona kuti mwana iyeye aroorwa asiri mudiki, aroorwa ari mudiki kudaro zvichazvikonzeresa kuti upenyu hwake hwese arambe akatarira kumari yaanopiwa nemurume wake. Haachakwanisi kuzviriritira because haana kupiwa mukana wekuchuza kuti inini kandazokura ndichazovei. Pamwe mwana iyeye angane aigreseving ende ndazoita ticha kandadzidzi, ini kandazokura ndazoitawo journalist, kandakura ndazoita president dai chai kana MP. But that's because aroorwa at an early age, ashaya mukana wekuwedzeredza fundo yake yekuvanzurudza fundo yake. Haachakwanisi kupinda mukana yaanokwanisa kupinda, haachakwanisi kupinda mukana yaikwanisa kutombika navamwe vana vechirume. Paunoziva nhamba yevakadzi vari kutungamirira kuramba ichidzikira because iri kupera vachiri vadiki, paanozokura vakadzi vanokwanisa kutombika vanenge vatova vashoma.
Wambobata nyaya yezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, ndikuda kumbobatsawo nyaya yedenda iri recovid-19. Tiri kuona kuti vanhu vazhinji vanga vachisangana nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana. Nemaonero enyu, mungati denda recovid-19 rakakontributa here munyaya yekurodzwa kwevanasikana munyika?
Inini sekumaonero angu ndinoona covid-19 yakawedzera pamatambudziko evanasikana zvikuru kwei takatarisa neyekurodzwa vachiri vadiki. Unoona kuti vanhu vabereki nokuti vakatarisisa vana va vaisikira vari kuchikoro handidzo, especially mumageto, mwana iye akusikira ari pamba hapana chaari kuita, anongomuka otsvaira obika akuenda panze. Ozorati kana 5 months down the line mwana uyo ava nepamuviri. Ende munharaunda yedu isusu tinoita kubereka vati mwana wavo ane pamuviri, vanomuendesa kune munhu akamuisa pamuviri, zvinova zvinokurudzira machild marriages. Also vabereki vedu isusu some of them vairarama neinformal trading. Vamwe vanga vaitengesera kumbare, vanga vachitengesera kana kunzi kumbudzi kugweru kupanotira bhazi kataya kana different markets atinowana muzimbabwe handidzo. Saka because of covid-19 vabereki vedu havachakwanisi kunotengesa sezvavaiita. Pakuzona mabereki vakukwanisa kutsvagira vana kunzi yechero manyengira because kumba kasina chikafu, kumba kasina chekubata handidzo. But in as much as covid-19 iri kuwedzera maproblems echild marriages, hatifaniri kukangana kuti before covid-19 yavepo zvekozi zvemachild marriages zvanga zviripo ende zviramba zvitoripo. Ende kare pabvisa izvezi because ende itori nyaya yangasinganzwisisi isingatombozivikanwe nevanhu. Right now because of covid-19 vanhu vane time yakawanda yekugara ari paindaneti, vakuona zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanga vasakwanisi kuona because the disease most of time yakubuda paruzhinji. So makafunga kuti dzingani nyaya dzakaitika kanga dzinda bude before COVID-19 ende the effect dzakaita manharaunda nevana sikana vakawanda kuti makashaikita mwana sikana anorerwa ari mudikira achanzidza hayo kuti mwana wakewo acharerwa ari mudiki zvinoda zvita a change of a problem with these girls in certain areas, especially the apostolic sex.
Kopa nyaye ye age of consent munyika tinoona kuti kuitira kuti vana kana kuti vechidiki vabvumidzwe zviri pamutemo kuita zvepabonde vanofanirwa vasvitsa makore 16 asi kuti varorwe vanofanirwa vasvika makore 18. Nemaondero enyu mungati zvinokonzeresa confusion here munyaya iyi yekuroorwa kwevanasikana?
Semaonero angu ndinoona zvirikonzeresa confusion yakanyanyanyanya nokuti inoenda kuti mstage yekuroorwa 18 years but then age yekukonsenta kuenda pabonde 16 years ende makashatisa kuenda bonde pane maconsequences azvinyaya nazvo ende matambudziko anokwanisa kuya specially nekuenda pabonde inhumbu ende kusaiti maybe kana mwana achinge kanhumbu anobva audzwa kuti ngaachinoroorwa saka wakubva wanzwa content of sex but then wasakonsent kuita the responsibility noya after it. Then also, let's say you have quite a bit of time with only 16 years to do and did it. Auna kuroorwa. Ndi wanya kuri taura kuti maintenance tisha famba senye dacho. Ata teme kamana ndiyani. Ndiyo kamika confusion nita chika kaka.
Now, ngati mbotsokera imu kutaura ne rurimi rwechirungu kuitira kuti tichitanga kupedza hurukuro yedu, Margaret. I want to talk a little more about the marriage bill here, which seems to be placing emphasis on ensuring that for children to be married, age has to be 18 and above, ensuring that some of these laws that were already in place that were allowing these loopholes are closed. As an organization that stands for women's rights, that stands for women's empowerment, what's your take on that?
Well, I didn't hear the first part of the question.
I'm pretty much asking that as an organization that stands for women's rights and women's empowerment, what's your take on government's moves to try curb this situation of child marriages by introducing the marriage bill?
Okay. All right. I feel like the introduction of this bill, you know, Samia Kubatamiza, the two laws that we have in Zimbabwe. Then Kubatamiza, the brand of the stipulate of the moon, and then the offend, the attack of Mutongo, I can say, if you talk about the moon, I perpetrate these child marriages that we call rape from our organization should be given probably a term of 4 years and above Adam and Jerry. And also, to add on to that, sorry. And I then this bill that seeks to fortify 18 as the legal age of marriage across the board, like the customary law and maximum law. It seems fair and fine. No, for me, I don't really know. I don't know. For me, I'm forgetting the thing. Yeah, normally, for me, it's a how are they taking it? Are they having any issues? Are they seeking to add anything? So before they pass it into a law, they should consult every citizen in all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe before finalizing it.
Now, in closing, Margaret, what parting words would you have for the youth of Zimbabwe? Especially those who are standing in solidarity with organizations such as yours to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Sorry, what, Daniel?
I'm saying, what parting words would you have for the youth of Zimbabwe who are standing in solidarity with organizations such as yours to ensure that we bring an end to child marriages?
Okay. Okay, I feel the need to conduct a multi-sectoral and multi-dimensional approach to the child marriage space. Like politically, we need a well-resourced legal system that is aimed at dealing with issues to do with child marriages and gender-based violence in general. then there's need for a specialized course for gender-based violence that can also deal with issues of child marriages in bed. And these courts should be victim-friendly. Then, again, there's need to train law enforcement agents, like specific units. Right now, we already have the victim-friendly units, but it's too broad. We need a specialized unit aimed at dealing with child marriages in particular. Then, there's need for education, like capacitation to the citizens in general. They have to be educated, the children, the perpetrators, the parents, on the effects of marriage, of child marriage, the effects of getting into a child marriage, how it affects the child, and how it affects the parents and the nation at large. Then, adding on to that, there's a need to target specific religious and cultural groups and educate them on the negative effects of child marriage. Because if you look at it, monogamy probably might just be assuming to be all their personal sex fantasies. But if you get into the community, you might see the other apostolic states that are actually against child marriages, that are actually preaching against child marriages. Then we have to know which ones exactly do we need to target. And then we need to also be in a position to identify households at risk of facilitating child marriages. Maybe as a country, we need to come up with child marriage early warning systems of sorts. Maybe a barometer that should allow ministries responsible for the law enforcement agencies to quickly identify households, communities, or families that portray a high risk for facilitation and engagement of child marriages, and then release that information to the starting point for data programming for different organizations, NGOs, civil society organizations, churches, even the government at night.
All right. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for your words there. We really appreciate your input. Unfortunately, our time here has come to an end. But from me to you and our team, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, unfortunately, tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi sesifikile mapetoleni, wohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo namhlanje kuhlelo besixoxa with Unhlanhla Moyo kanye lo Margaret besilalo bonke bobabili abantu abasakhulayo who are with us phano pa chirongwa chedu chebechidiki. Unfortunately, we had so many clips from the Zimbabwe Youth Council, from Honorable Stemso Nyoni, from Honorable Paul Mavima, all who are commenting on this discussion. Unfortunately, due to technology, we couldn't play these clips. But to get into my comments, to say tita peta chirongwa, just to read a couple of comments, uAndrisi Viega, uti tiripo, tiripo, kuno, ku Mozambique, atinemi. Thank you, Andres, for joining us. Bon dia to you, Tutu Bang. Did more, Arutans, and Riparusape, apo tiripo, I watch Nutenda Zukurusa. Simba saying with you from South Africa, Rustenburg. Thank you, Simba, for joining us. Atewedze, Rochingoma, Arutans, Iwa, Arare, tiripo, so, I watch Nutenda Zukurusa. Stephen is saying from under the auspices of Chagia people, Tanzania, Mount Kilimanjaro. Thank you so much. Anzina Tanyashwa Ndlovu Gweru Takatera Pamberi Nechirongwa Chinotenda Zukurusa. Anyabona ngempela abantu basabhala phela imibono yabo. Anzina Tellison Trukunzwa from South Africa, Limpopo Mokopane. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele hotspot ukuthi abantu labo bebethini. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele abantu labo bebebhala imibono yabo. Nangumandla uyabhala ukuthi in Zimbabwe we need a youth parliament. Ikhona a youth parliament in Zimbabwe. Fokababa, uthi these old people in parliament must step down and give youth the opportunity to run the country. Siyabonga Mandla ngalo mbono wakho. Usimangaliso uyabhala ukuthi kuhle emthwakazo omuhle. Siyabonga Simangaliso. Nangulimukani Ndebele uthi that's very true. Ngibona ngani lapha ubebhala khuluma about izinto eziphume kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Well, Zimbabwe, unfortunately, chino buruka chino mara, my time is reaching to an end here. Pano pachirongwa chedu chevetikiki. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. Lapa uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. For those that are looking to catch up with me, you can catch up with me on Twitter and Instagram at BigMike3. That's BigMyke3. For those that are looking to join us in the program, send me a message there and we can make it happen. Kwane lokolamsa, mthakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle. Let's meet same time, same place. Lapa uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Mure Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. Bye-bye.